Today, I'm joined by Alicia McCarthy, Partnership Partner for the Dry Cleaning Institute of Australia at Choice Energy. We'll be discussing how this partnership is helping our members save on energy costs and what is happening with energy pricing in each state in the national energy market. Just to start off with, can you just tell me a little bit about Choice Energy?
Yep.
Yeah.
So Choice Energy is an energy management company. And we help Australian businesses reduce their energy spend through energy procurement, bill validation, and commercial solar installation. We're partnered with over 20 of the different energy retailers, and we work with all different types of associations to help members reduce their energy cost.
Now, on the Choice Energy website, it refers to small business energy procurement. Mm-hmm. So that is what our members are, that's the category they come under, small businesses. So can you just let me know what that is and how that differs to something like iSelect or one of those online websites that, you know, help you compare your bills?
Yeah. So energy procurement is like that step up from the compare the market sites. It's more of a strategic and holistic look at the energy expenses and then procuring the rates in a deeper kind of way. So basically how it works is we will conduct a free and comprehensive assessment of your energy bill and energy and gas and all the tariffs within that. We check that across all of our retailers and then we put that out to tender. And then we act as your broker. So we use our market knowledge and our relationships with the energy retailers to negotiate on your behalf and find the best rates, the best contract terms, and the network tariffs. And then once we find that best option, we present it back to you guys. And then if you give us the all clear, we switch it from there. So with the compare the market sites, it's more of a just looking at the actual rates, but we go deep dive into the bill and then use that real life relationship. Yeah, and then from there as well, we're quite proactive, considering we'll then be your broker. We will keep in contact with you and we're aware of when rates are supposed to go up and when there's changes in the market. And being on that small market agreement, you can change whenever you want. It's a no exit fee. So we use our industry knowledge to then reach out to you to say, hey, your rates are supposed to go up or the market's looking suspiciously good right now.
Yes.
And then, yeah, switch over to those better rates. So you guys don't have to be on top of it.
So there is, you're not locked in?
No,
there are no locked contracts. Yeah. Not even like a 12-month minimum contract or?
No, in the small market, if you wanted to, you could change from month to month. Yeah, the large market contracts, they'll usually lock in for 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
And they're a bit more of a lengthier process, but for dry cleaners and laundromats and whatnot, wet cleaners, for the most part, they'll sit in that small market range.
Choice Energy, and I know this because we've worked with you for a while, you're very good at being proactive and you'll contact someone on your books to say we've come across a good energy rate and let that member know so that they can change.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's good for those small market contracts to be checking every like 6 to 12 months anyway, because you'll usually pay, if you stay with a retailer for too long, you might end up paying a loyalty tax. So if you stay with a retailer for 12 months, you could be charged an additional 12% that you don't need to be. And then if you stay an extra year on top of that, it goes up to 16%. So yeah, it's really good that we're there to be proactive on your behalf to make sure that you're not getting those fees.
Now you've helped quite a few of our members, and I'll just talk about this before we go on to the current market.
Yeah.
Can you just give me some examples of some members that you've helped out and the savings that they've made?
Yeah, so since we joined the Dry Cleaning Association, we've helped 75 members save over $300,000 in energy costs, which is...
That's amazing.
Yeah, really good. And that varies from anything from as little as a few hundred dollars up to like 10, 20 grand. So there's one example of a member that we've helped. We helped him save $30,000. Sorry, I'm just...
Wow.
$30,000 per year on their gas bill. And then because we are proactive and we maintain that contact, we've been able to help them an extra three times after that, save $1,000, couple of $100s, just by making sure that we're staying proactive. So overall, we've helped them save nearly 50 grand.
Oh, right. Okay. Just that one member.
Just that one member, yeah.
Is that 300,000 across gas and electricity?
Yes.
Okay. And this might be a question that a bit left of centre. Do you know if there's more savings on gas versus electricity? Is it easier to get savings on one than the other?
Traditionally, there's more savings in electricity.
Okay.
But considering the DIA is probably pretty gas heavy, the exact data, not 100% sure, but yeah. You know, it's always worth for members to send both their bills across because you just never know what you're going to find.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know a few dry cleaners who are just on electricity, but most are on both. So they're going to find a saving somewhere, whether it's electricity. So
even if they don't find a saving, it's still worth having a check because it's always good to have that peace of mind of knowing that you are on the best rates out there.
Yes,
Yeah, just to validate what you're already paying.
Yeah, okay. No, that's a very good point. What about smart meters? Are they worth installing in a business?
100%. So we'll always recommend a smart meter. It's going to be mandatory across the national energy market anyway. So the national energy market is Queensland, New South Wales, ACT, Victoria, South Australia and Tasmania.
Yeah.
So, in a few years, it's going to be mandatory anyway. So it's a good idea to switch now to avoid any access issues and just to also stay proactive about your energy. They're quite a benefit to have because they're proven to be more accurate because they check the meter data every 30 minutes. So you have much more accurate billing. It makes it much easier to validate your bills. And then you're avoiding any bill shock that you get down the line.
How much are they to install, and is it an easy process?
It's a very easy process. You can just contact your retailer or contact us, help you get it installed. But cost-wise, most retailers would do it for free.
Okay.
And if they do have a cost associated with it, it's usually just a call-out fee, but that varies from retailer to retailer. So, definitely worth asking the question and being proactive about it now.
And do you know when it's meant to be mandatory to have a smart meter?
I think it's mid next year.
Okay.
Mandatory. So it is creeping up.
Yes. Okay.
And I think as well in New South Wales, because there's going to be some bill relief grants coming through, in order to be eligible for that, you need to have a smart meter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there's the proposed 3 hours of free energy during peak time in New South Wales and South East Queensland. But, yeah, to be eligible for that, you need a smart meter. So that's just something to flag.
So I guess everyone wants to know what the current market's like and for gas and electricity and what are the future projections for energy prices.
Okay, so we'll start with, because they're two separate markets, we'll start with electricity.
Yep.
And electricity varies from state to state. Choice Energy only operates in the NEM. So, like I said before, that Queensland, New South Wales, TAS, South Australia, Victoria. So I'll just give it a state-by-state breakdown.
Yeah.
So Queensland, overall, the supply is quite strong. The price is sort of starting to go up a little bit. But overall, there's heaps of solar, so the daytime power is quite cheap. There's been fewer big spikes lately, so the market's a bit less nervous. Demand is growing as it is getting warmer, but new solar and batteries are sort of covering that. Overall, just a very strong supply.
Okay.
New South Wales, it's a little bit of a pricier state, but it's trending downwards overall. There's more solar, so you get some cheaper daytime energy, especially on the weekends. And there's been fewer power outages lately. So there's less fear of some price spikes, which is good. And there's a lot of new renewable projects coming up. So it's trying to smooth out those peak times. So overall, pricier, but still consistent.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Oh, also, I want to note that ACT is part of the New South Wales market. That's right. Yeah. Victoria. So it's got some very cheap daytime power, which means cheaper contract prices, which is good. Victoria also has so much solar that sometimes prices completely crash during the day and sometimes are often near zero, which is great. And there's been fewer extreme price events this year. So it's an overall calmer market. So yeah, I guess we're seeing that across all the states, which is good. And again, renewables are just continue to grow. So it's going to push those future prices down. Not yet.
No, exactly.
South Australia. So South Australia is very renewable heavy. I think it's like 80% generated by renewables. So there's tons of wind and solar that push those prices down during the day. And it often hits negative prices, which is great. Okay. But it still spikes when the wind dies down. But it's much less often than before. So it's still a bit turbulent, but
yeah,
the prices are easing.
Okay.
And then in Tasmania, it's pretty stable. It's a pretty low price state. It's a lot more hydro-focused. So the dams are fuller, which means it's cheaper to generate power. And prices do often go very low when the hydro output is strong. There's limited export capacity, though, which keeps the energy prices cheap in Tas. So, yeah, very consistent. So it's a good time in the market now as well. It's been unexpectedly quite low, I think, because we've had a bit of a colder spring, well, at least in Victoria.
Yes, freezing, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It will start to pick up again probably late, mid-December for the next few months. But over the next couple of years, we are going to see prices increase. Unfortunately, as we transition into more renewables and we rely on that aging coal infrastructure, prices will continue to go up in that transition. And then maybe in a decade or so, it'll start to stabilize again. It's the market. It is a market ultimately as well. So it's about timing it.
Okay. So that was electricity?
That's electricity. Yeah.
Okay. And so does gas vary by each state as well?
No, gas is pretty stable. It's pretty consistent. Majority of the gas comes from Queensland and is filtered down to the other states.
Right.
And it's been a pretty stable market. So it's the pricing is sat at around $15 per gigajoule for the last couple of years, and that's not forecasted to change. It does fluctuate on very hot days or very cold days, but should ultimately stabilize back to that $15. It fluctuates as it's essentially used to top up the market. So when the demand is needed on like very hot days or very cold days, gas is used to generate electricity very quickly, and that'll drive the prices up. But then as the weather then stabilizes, the prices will then also stabilize. You might have heard as well, it's sort of come up in the news lately that the Albanese government is set to announce a new gas policy to announce a domestic gas reservation system that could cut those prices down to about down 20%, as we're expected to see some shortages in winter, and there's some cost of living pressures in there as well. We don't know the details of the policy yet, but I know that he's been speaking to manufacturers and producers and different unions to sort of help the market. So yeah, we do export a lot of our gas and then get it back, but by reserving a small amount to keep it for domestic use, we should see some price. But nothing's announced yet. We don't know what sort of path or the intricacies of the plan are going to look like, but definitely something to note and just to have a look at. And I'm sure when it comes out officially, like, we'll send information about it and keep you guys informed.
That would be great.
Yeah, to see how it affects me. This
might be a tough one to answer, seeing as you know, we don't even know when the policy will be released, but is the infrastructure set up for the gas reservoirs? So once it does come in, is it we're doing this for you, but it could be years until we see the effects?
I'm not 100% sure yet.
Yep. Okay.
I've only seen this pop up in conversation within the last week.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. So it's I wasn't even sure if I was going to bring it up, to be honest, but I do think it's worth noting and being aware of, but details wise, I'm not 100% sure. And I don't want to provide any false information.
No, absolutely. And you, yeah. you know, you guys are good and you'll send us information when you hear more or the federal government announces more.
Yeah.
Well, that's all my official questions, Alicia.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. One thing I did want to talk about as well that Catherine, you and I've discussed separately is just talking about solar a little bit.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Because solar is something that, like, as I said in my energy update, like, we're relying a lot on, and I do think it's quite beneficial to have solar. But a question that we get asked a lot is, I'm renting
my premises.
I really want to get solar, but I don't know if I can, like, you know, what's the process there? We deal with rented premises a lot, and we can help. We tend to make sure that you have plans to stay in the property for at least another 5 years. We do also work with landlords when requested to get solar installed, because ultimately I do think it's, for a lot of businesses, a really good way to reduce that spend. And dry cleaners and everything, you guys operate a lot during the daytime, so being able to utilize that solar daytime energy and cut your costs down, I think, is just a really beneficial thing to do. So I, for your members out there, if you are renting and you're not sure about it, it's always worth having a conversation, and we can walk you through the process to help you understand how solar can work for you and how we work with the landlords and what that will all look like. So,
And you do have a tool for doing that online. We did send it out to members maybe 2 months ago. There's a landing page. Yeah. I can send it out to members again. Is that
right? So, yeah, we've basically partnered with a solar financing company called Smarties, and they've developed this solar assessment tool where you basically just upload your latest energy bill, and it'll run an assessment based off the bill, whether solar is a viable option for your business. It'll show you what your system size could look like, how much you're projected to save, what that savings looks like over the next, like, 5 to 7 years. It's a really fantastic tool, honestly. And it's a really easy way to get a very basic understanding of what it could do for your business. So, yeah, we can resend that tool out, and I can provide some more information around that. And then, yeah, basically just run the assessment and then we'll give you a call.
Is that on the Choice Energy website, or it's a separate?
It's a separate thing. I'll send it out.
Okay. All right. Great. Look, the DIA's worked with Choice Energy for about 3 years now, and you guys have always been amazing to deal with. So I always encourage our members to contact you guys, because some of the savings, and, you know, I'm not aware of the businesses that necessarily get the savings, but I have heard other case studies from you, and there are some really good savings to be found. So definitely worth contacting you guys.
Yeah, 100%.
Fantastic. And anyone can always email me, and I can pass your contact details on. We will link this on our website, and I'll put your contact details underneath the audio files so people can contact you direct as well.
Yeah, perfect. Love it.
The DIA is grateful to Alicia for taking the time to share these valuable insights with us. If you would like to get your energy bills reviewed by Choice Energy, then please contact either Catherine or Kimberly in the office, and we can put you in touch with Alicia.